Hey guys, Alex here with the AJ Nashville Podcast. Hey, I just want to take a moment and thank our sponsors. House on the Rock Home Inspection with Dave Ganatra. You can feel free to reach his team at 615-717-7900. Let me tell you, when it comes to protecting your greatest asset that you ever purchase, Dave's got you covered. Builders fear this man. Feel free to reach out to his team. Once again, 615-717-7900. Next on our great list of sponsors is the Wrap Lab. Any type of printed marketing that you're looking for, maybe it's a wrap on your vehicle, maybe it's a new logo design for your new company, reach out to Rich at the Wrap Lab. Let him know I sent you, 615-913-0372. Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com, here with Mr. Jeffrey Perry. Say hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
God damn, that sounds gay as fuck. But whatever, it's all you, dude. Speaking of gay as fuck, most of you know that my home office is based out of Houston, Texas. And just so you guys know, the words that are coming out of my mouth have no reflection on my company itself. It's not their thoughts, not their expressions. It's nothing like that. These are all thoughts of me and things that I mean, my fucked up brain comes up with this stuff half the time.
And gay's okay. You just know that you're barking up the wrong tree if you come to Alex or I.
Well, no, it's not necessarily that, because the way you just said, hi, Jeff, it may not be the wrong tree.
It may no, just, it's definitely.
It may take some persuasion.
No, there's no so for discrepancy.
$1 million.
Nope.
Not 2 million.
Nope.
10 million.
There's no discrepancy.
See, you pause. So now I know $10 million. There's a price tag.
There's no discrepancy.
It's just a matter of how high the price tag is. So just so you know, Jeff can be bought.
Nope.
Current asking price, $10
million? Nope.
Whatever. Shut the fuck up.
$10 million, huh?
That's a lot of money.
It is. I mean, that's, yeah.
You wouldn't put a stiff one in your mouth for $10 million?
I don't know if I could do it, dude.
I'm sure you could. $10 million. Think about it.
That's a lot of money, but I don't think I could put a pee-pee in my mouth.
Yeah. I think you could.
No.
Anyway, so what I wanted to talk about, it was kind of funny that this was brought up. The week of the manager's meeting, we go into Houston, and I'm seeing stuff pop up everywhere about this robotic sex brothel.
Pop up, huh?
Yeah, pop up. Hmm. So there's a sex brothel that this Canadian company is trying to bring to Houston, Texas, and basically you go in there and you pay X amount of dollars and you fuck a robot doll. Like,
so it's kind of like an arcade game place for adults.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Like the old school arm wrestling ones where you used to put in a penny, like at the pier, you know, the old 1930s arm wrestling one.
Yeah. I mean, there's
kind of like that, but you're not wrestling with your arm.
There's a huge difference, I think. So they're bringing in these sex dolls. They're from Houston. Or, I mean, I'm sorry. The company's from Canada. Like, look at these things, dude. You see this picture of them here? Like, they look like,
let's see,
over-exaggerated people, you know, kind of like what you see everywhere right now on the internet and everything else. And actually, it's funny because Joe Rogan was talking about this in his podcast. But, you know, to me, it blows my mind that somebody would actually have this fetish or this obsession that's deep enough to actually go to a place like that. Like, imagine walking in and you're the person behind the counter. Okay. And you walk in, you're like, hey, I'm here to fuck a blonde doll. Like, what do I do? I mean, it's not like Chick-fil-A where I'm like, oh, you like your sandwich with or without cheese? You know, that's a very basic order. You have to have some stones to walk in a place like that, right? Or or do you think it's maybe like they keep it quiet and you just kind of show up and you pick yours and there's nobody there that helps you? You just go in and you fuck this machine.
I mean, I wonder if they do have a man or a salesperson or somebody there to kind of explain. I mean, do they give you a tutorial? What do they do about this?
I hope you don't need a fucking tutorial.
With the robot, though.
Right.
I mean, where's the on switch?
I mean,
what do you do? Do you walk in and then it's just standing there?
You know, it would be nice to have a tutorial for real women nowadays.
Does it walk around the room a couple of times?
I don't know, but imagine if, like, you went out on a date and some guy was like, all right, this girl likes her ear nibbled, you know, she likes this and this and this. Like, that would be a nice tutorial.
Sure.
But walking into, like, a sex brothel, you're like, yeah, so you plug it in the wall right here, you know, it runs on
that's what I mean.
Lithium,
what do you do?
Ion batteries.
Well, like, so for instance, you go to a tanning booth, mm-hmm. and okay, so there's no gay here.
Right.
You're
such a fucking liar.
So you go to a tanning booth and
after
you walk
you have
in.
Sex with your man. Yeah.
And they tell you, okay, look, you got to wear eye protection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of protection do you wear with the robots?
I mean, I don't imagine you get any viruses from it.
I mean,
you
if
know,
it's
maybe
been
like
used
a Trojan
before.
Virus. Yeah, well, that's the thing. So who cleans the fucking thing?
I don't even want to know about that.
Like, so, is it disposable? Is it like a little thing that you throw in and you do your thing and you get done and you're like, here you go?
I don't really even want to know because – and they'd have to disinfect the thing really well.
Well, yeah, like pressure wash it with bleach or something.
Right.
Does it talk?
Well, and how do you turn it on? Do you plug it in? Like you said, do you have to plug the thing
in? I doubt
you
plug it in the wall. Like,
is it lithium ion batteries?
I wonder if Elon Musk will come out with something like this.
Oh,
like a solar-powered sex doll.
It's probably what he's working on out there in Nevada.
I don't know. He's pretty smart.
I mean, it is Nevada.
He is smart. That is true.
Could open a brothel.
And it would be legal.
Right.
But it can't go down in Houston, Texas. So it's funny because the city council in that area was basically like, hey, we're not Vegas. It's funny you bring up Vegas because they specifically said, no, we're not Vegas. This isn't Sin City. You're not opening up a sex brothel here. It just isn't going to happen. It was something that was posted on CNBC, you know, just in doing some kind of quick research. One of the other things, too, is the dolls are like $3,000 or $4,000 a piece to get these dolls, you know? So, like, that's a
hell of
an investment.
There's a lot of nerds out there that would love to spring for $3,000 or $4,000 to have their own sex doll.
Does it have to be a nerd, though? What if it's just like an ugly person?
I mean, I didn't want to be mean.
Well, no, I'm not saying mean as in physically ugly. I mean just ugly inside and nobody wants to be with them. Like, what if you're just fucking Captain McDouche? And everyone's sick of your shit. They don't want to be around you anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Ugly doesn't necessarily mean ugly on the surface because I know a lot of attractive people, both male and female.
That are really ugly on
the
inside.
They open up their mouth and you're like, what in the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? And all of us have been there before. We all know people like this where just it's like it spews out garbage coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
So for $3,000, though, you can have this thing. And, I mean, can you program it, you know? What if you're like, hey, do the dishes? I would pay $3,000 for a doll to do the dishes every day.
Do the dishes dirty style.
Do the dishes naked. With your little robot panties. I don't know, dude. I think it's just weird. You know, they say that the petition that they had going on for this, they raised over 10,000 signatures. Now, obviously, this isn't something they would want in their city. There's a claim that a business like this is going to destroy homes, families, you know, all that different type of stuff. So that I guess, raises the bar to this next question. Like, what do you do? Let's say you're married, okay? And you find out your wife's been sneaking on down to the fuck brothel, and she's been having sex with RDD, too.
Oh, they have male and female.
I don't know. I mean, how hard is it to put a dick on a doll? You know? I mean, surely it can't be that difficult, you know?
But it's got a thrust. It's got to do
really?
Its thing.
Thrusting is like the easiest thing that something can do.
It goes zzz, zzz, zzz.
I don't know if it makes noise, but I mean, think about it. The human being, like, thrusting is like such an easy task.
I guess.
You know?
I guess it could do more than the average programmed it.
Haven't you ever watched porn? Don't
no.
fucking lie. You're such a fucking liar. Like, they have these fetish videos with these fucking... They use like drills and shit where these people are doing crazy stuff.
That
they,
I don't watch.
Well, no, they adapt it and stuff like that. Don't fucking lie. First you say that you wouldn't put cock in your mouth for $10 million. Now you say you don't watch porn. You're a fucking liar. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, though, like first of all, how'd they pick Houston, Texas? You know,
I mean, it's a big city.
That there's a lot of big cities. I just wonder, like, there's got to be some kind of – who comes up and says, hey, I got a business idea. Here it is.
There's a lot of wealthy business owners in Texas.
That's true. There's a lot of oil money.
A lot of people that, yeah, they're just trying to figure out something to do and mess around and do something. Who knows? They could have came up with it.
Right. I mean, I guess that's true. There's a lot of oil money, a lot of different ways that they can do things. That makes sense. We're just getting closer and closer to living like the Jetsons, though. What if little Elroy didn't have to have a girlfriend growing up? What if he just had, like, his own little sex doll? You know, what was the housekeeper's name?
Oh, I forgot. I know what you're talking about, the little robot that would come around flying around. Yeah.
it was like Martha or Betty or something like. Like, what if she just had like a little baby robot doll and that was Elroy's doll?
Yeah. You know?
Let's see. I'm curious though. When it comes to bringing something up like this, obviously the city voted to ban this. They made this something that they basically said this shit ain't going down in our city.
Right.
We don't want all these.
Which is understandable.
Where do you put a place like this?
I mean, shopping center.
Really? So you're going to be like, hey, dude, I'm going to run over here to fucking Under Armour. I'm going to pick up some shorts. And then I may stop by the fuck house, you know, the sex doll brothel. And then if I have time, I'm going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and pick up some shit while I'm there, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they have massage parlors in those strip malls.
But I mean, I guess that's still one of those things that it's forbidden. You know, you hear about them here in Tennessee getting busted all the time.
Sex dolls?
No, the massage parlors. Oh, a little bit of rub and tug, and you get some extra
happy
with it.
Happy ending, yeah.
Yeah, you see them on the news all the time, and it's always in an affluent area like Franklin or Green Hills. They're like, and it's actually really gross when you think about it.
Yeah.
Like the sex dolls, at least there's not human interaction as far as the person that's being used for the sex and everything else. At least there's not that human factor there.
No, there's only one weirdo involved.
right. So, but no, it says right here that this place was set to open in the Galleria area. So,
wow.
I mean,
so like
you're
in a
right.
mall area.
Yeah. So how do you cover that up? Because I know like the sex store, you walk out, they give you a black bag. They're like, here, no one's going to see you walk out of this place with your extra large, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they'll have an inconspicuous name on it. So it doesn't just say, you know,
robot fucking,
right? It'll probably say something nice, you know. It'll probably be kind of they'll try and keep it classy, I'm sure, on the outside,
right?
And then of course on the inside it's not. Just like you said, there's some humans that look really classy on the outside
and are really
ugly
on
the
inside. Yeah, no, that's true. That's
so
true.
It could be something like that. Now here's the funny thing. So in California, when I left California, they were opening the big thing was oxygen bars. You remember those?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I went to one in Vegas, actually. It was Vegas. We had a manager's get-together out there. It was for a conference, and we all went out there. Hell, dude, it was me and a bunch of other branch managers sitting at this. We went to like two or three that night.
And what do they charge you for something like that? Like $12 a pop or something like that? Or $15 bucks? Or
I spent like $100.
Okay, because they flavor it, right? The oxygen and all that kind of stuff.
I got
they do
the flavoring, and I got the massage thingy, you know, the little thing that you zap yourself with?
Yeah.
I got that, and then I did the water massage thing. Like, I was all out. I was like, fuck it. You know, I'm in Vegas. I'm gonna spoil myself a little bit.
So in California, where most of this stuff kind of transpires usually, mm-hmm. you know, the tanning, all that stuff really kind of comes out of California, a lot of that stuff, because of Hollywood. So you've got all this interesting stuff that goes on, all these actors, actresses, all this kind of stuff, and then you've got all kinds of interesting folks in California. And when the oxygen bars came out, they mm-hmm. originally started as they were kind of an add-on to a tanning booth. So you'd walk into a tanning booth, and then the tanning booth would go, hey, by the way, we got this little thing. It's a little oxygen thing, blah, blah, blah. And you would do the oxygen bar and the tanning.
At the same time?
No, not at the same time.
Okay, so you're like waiting to get in this tanning bed, and you're on the oxygen thing.
Right,
like,
or vice versa. Right, to try and create a tranquil experience or blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Well, so that was pre-2009, pre the mortgage crash.
Right.
Okay. So after that, I'm guessing that they opened this because a lot of people were depressed. They opened up a hugging bar.
Hmm.
So a hugging bar, this is literally what you do. You go in and you pay the money.
Yeah.
And you hug somebody.
Okay.
That's
so
all you get. There's nothing else.
There's no like hug and tug?
Nope. It's just straight
not up. Even a fucking handy?
No. It's just straight up you get a hug.
So you're going into a place, and literally this is like, is there a wide range of people, men, women?
Yeah. It's like old ladies. Like walking into a Verizon store. You okay. walk in, and you know how they have the little
iPad,
and you're waiting.
So like there's a people in a red shirt, and they're like, hey, how can I help you today?
Yeah. Well, I need a hug because of whatever. And you tell them your reason.
Like how long of a hug do you get?
You pay for it.
It's basic. So like if you just want to be held.
Right.
That's so
fucking you walk in,
weird.
And there's literally people either sitting down and hugging or standing up and hugging.
So here, I got – this is going to be like the
– I mean, it's some weird shit.
I'm going to make this like the Taj Mahal of weird shit, okay? And so I'm going to check, and I'm going to see if I can get backing on this. I want to open up an oxygen bar,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So check this out. You're going to go in and boom, there's going to be oxygen there.
Okay.
You're going to use that oxygen to go and you go tanning. All right, because you want to get the right color. You want to be nice and brown, and you want to look good, right?
Yeah,
you want
to
be bronzed. You want to have your fucking six-packs banging out. You look great.
Sure.
And then you go in and you fuck your little doll.
Right.
All
right,
so you're in there. You're pounding away. You know, you're trying to relocate. I don't even know what it would be, like a circuit or something inside this robot doll. And then after that, you get some cuddles. So you go to the hugging part, and you pay a couple bucks, and you're like, you know what? I like to be cuddled afterwards. And it's just like an all-in-one stop, you know? Oxygen.
Well, now – You got to understand something. A hug and a cuddle is completely different.
Okay, how?
So
maybe I was just abused as a child. I'm like fucking. I just want to be swaddled.
So swaddling and cuddling is going to be a different store.
So is that more expensive?
I'm sure it would be, but they don't have that in California. They only have the hugging bar. So it's
okay. So, but if you're hugging someone, can they like hug you extra hard so you can get like a hard hug?
I don't. You know, I never asked the question.
I would find that out. Because that would be the thing I would be interested in.
Like, you get a big Samoan guy, like a big dude.
Yeah, he comes and he's like, I'm going to fucking hug you.
You need a hug, little guy?
Come here, Jeff. Here's $10 million.
Yeah.
Let me put my fucking pineapple in your mouth.
No.
No? Okay, so not those kind of hugs.
No. Okay, so you got an oxygen bar.
Right.
You got a tanning booth.
Yes.
Then you come out with the hugging bar.
No, you combine it
hold
all.
On. No, this is what's going on right now.
All right.
Now we're finding this brothel.
Yeah.
Okay, so when does it end? I mean, what's next after a sex bar like that?
Well, let's face it. Prostitution has been around forever.
Right?
Prostitution is like the oldest thing in the world.
Yeah, since probably the beginning of time.
Right. So, and you're absolutely right. Adam and Eve. Adam was like, hey, what's up? You want a rib?
Come here, Eve. Yeah, I'm sure that...
I don't know if it went down like that, but...
I don't think it went down like that. But that being said, it definitely... You know, it's been around forever. I mean, you see it in the old Western movies and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's always Miss Kitty's place. I mean, you know, you always got
Can you imagine how bad that stunk back then?
I don't even want
Like, imagine rolling up in Miss Kitty's place after John Wayne had just been there.
They probably made him take a bath first.
Okay,
because
so
even in the Western movies, you see those guys, they got to get cleaned up first.
Yeah. I don't see how.
And then they're shooting each other, playing cards and all that kind of stuff downstairs and drinking whiskey.
They're pretty fucking gangster back then. Those were like manly men. They're not like, could you imagine today? With, let's say, the people that need a safe space. What if you threw somebody back in that age where you needed a safe space? You know, and there's fucking six shooters and horses and everything. Where would you go for a safe space? The outhouse?
I mean...
That's where I would go if I needed a safe space.
Yeah, probably.
Like, nobody bothers you when you're taking a shit.
No, that's probably what you would do. But yeah, so these things have been around forever.
Right.
But robots have not been around forever.
So I think the idea behind the robots is to de-victimize people. This way you're not, you know, because a lot of these people, and I say this, and I really mean this, a lot of the people that are doing or are part of prostitution are either forced, they're coerced, they're doing it because they have no other way to get by. There's a multitude of reasons, because sex sells
and
sex
sells everywhere.
It's probably
not because they really enjoy it. It's probably because of the fact
because
that
they're trying to live.
There's a need, and they're trying to survive.
Or they're being forced.
Correct.
You know, that's one thing. And so maybe the idea was to remove that element out of the whole situation. If that's the case, I mean, I'm all for it. Whatever it takes to keep people from being in a position where they're not being victimized.
No,
you know?
Absolutely.
But I don't know. I mean...
It blows my mind, though, the things that you see and that are coming up all over the place. It's just, how has humanity gotten to this level of...
It's funny that you say that. Yeah, I was reading something earlier today, and somebody was talking about how, you know, humanity has gotten to this crazy level, and we're doing all this weird shit now as a race and as a culture and everything else. And, I mean, if you look at it, fucking California banned straws, dude. How the fuck are you supposed to do cocaine without straws?
Dollar bills.
Dollar bills.
Y'all.
What if you spent them at the sex bar, the robot sex bar?
Then you use a little paper.
I guess.
Something.
But, I mean, and that's an exaggeration. Obviously, I'm not all for drugs and cocaine and everything else, but...
There's just weird shit going on.
It is. There's really weird bans on things, and switch your focus from this to that, you know.
And everybody's worried about what everybody else is doing instead of their own business.
Well, and think about how many issues were big issues. For the week that they were aired, they were huge, huge issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week goes by and it's gone. You know,
which we've talked about before, the shiny things.
Yeah. I mean, I was sitting there and I was thinking about it the other day. You know, you have issues that come up and it's like, oh my God, this is going on. And the world's in a fucking outrage.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week goes by and they're like, just kidding. We got, it's like the country has fucking ADD.
Yeah.
You know, and it's whatever media and social media. Like, dude, I looked at my phone the other day and, you know, with Apple's new release, it's funny that we're talking about release and robot sex, but with Apple's new release, it tells you how many hours your screen was on average.
Oh, yeah, that was the new thing. Okay, so I turned that thing off because I didn't want to look at it. Because
you're like fucking, you're ashamed.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was the same way. I looked at it and it was like, on average, last week you spent 5 hours and 28 minutes with your screen on. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I spent a quarter of my day, or a fifth of my day, almost, or over a fifth, on the phone.
And then it gives you the breakdown of what you were on the most.
Oh, I didn't look at that.
Yeah, there's a breakdown. So if you're on Facebook or if you're on whatever.
How do you know about Facebook?
You have it.
You don't even, so I have it. You don't have it. You
don't have to look at the face. I know all about Facebook.
No, the fuck you don't. You know a little bit about LinkedIn. I know about the
algorithms.
You only know that because I taught you.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I'll teach you about the algorithms.
So it'll actually show you. There's breakdowns of what you've actually used it. So turn the thing on.
No.
And then take a look at it.
Here we go. We're back to talking about turning things
on.
It'll
show you the analyticals on it.
That's crazy. But, I mean, it was a rude awakening for me. I looked in. I'm like, holy shit, I spent that much time on the phone. Now, granted, I spend time text messaging clients, sending voicemails, all kinds of shit.
Well, it's business. I mean, so if you're on it for 5 hours, you're actually shorting your day by three. You actually need to add three more hours to that. Because
I don't know about that, dude. I'd fucking go ape shit. Like, and you have to realize last week I was on a plane.
Yeah.
So, you know, the solid 2 hours I'm on a plane, I was sitting there reading a book and I was listening to stuff. So, you know, it's not just a solid straight through period of time, but it's kind of crazy. And I think all of us can take a lesson from that. It could be the lesson of, hey, you know what? You need to get the fuck off the phone and start socializing, because that's why all this weird shit's going on.
It is. Yeah. You start getting into your own world like that too much and creepy stuff's going
to
happen.
Well, yeah, you're ignoring the reality of things going on. If you ever go to a place, you can sit down and literally watch. Like, stop and fucking look around. Go into a Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is fucking awesome, by the way.
It is.
But go into a Chick-fil-A and stop and look around and look at how many people have their head buried downwards in their phone. You know, you watch Shannon's son, for example. This kid will be on his phone while he's taking out the trash. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. I'm like, get off your phone. Stop getting on your phone and focus on things. You know, focus on the world. Do something different. Get the fuck off the phone. And, you know, he's a good kid. He pays attention and does the things he has to do. But it just goes to show that that's what society has turned to. Like, people will text message each other in the same fucking room.
Well, and it's instant gratification kind of stuff, too. Everything's got to be now and instantaneous, and they want some sort of affirmation constantly all
which
day long.
Which are the likes and the hearts on Facebook
your affirmations,
comments.
Right.
It's when you post something and you go back and you look, and you're like, oh, my God, I only had 6 likes.
And we know the reality of that. The reasoning behind that is because people want to feel accepted.
They want
to
feel loved.
They want to feel loved. They want to feel accepted, and they want to have identity in something.
So do you think the robots will love you? Like, maybe if you go in and see the same robot over and over.
Here's my thought on that. If they don't love you, you know what you can do? You can walk right across the street and go to the hugging bar and get a hug.
Or you can put in the different algorithm.
So if they break up with you, you can go get yourself a
hug. I don't think a robot. Yeah, that would be harsh, dude. Imagine coming home and being like, a fucking robot broke up with me.
I mean, you know, we joke about that, but that's, I mean,
there's somebody
that's
fucked
what
up
society
in the world.
Kind of like getting strange. You never
know. No, there's
know,
somebody
you know?
In the world that shit's going to happen to. There will be somebody.
Kind of like when that girl and I broke up and.
Oh my God. That's a whole totally different fucking podcast.
And I cried about that.
You cried about that for like 100 days, dude. You're fucking. Oh my God.
Well, I didn't actually literally cry.
You might as well have. It would have been less painful than hearing you whine and bitch about it.
Well, so with a robot though, because that's what we're talking about is this brothel and the robots. Yeah, like, what do? You go in there. Now, since the robot isn't feeling like it's used, do you feel you were used?
I mean, it's all about perspective.
And do you
feel like you were used when you jerk off?
Do you look at that robot like, you dirty slut?
You're just going to overlook my question. Are you like, oh, my God, I just used myself, you know?
I mean, yeah.
I would hope that there's no, like, emotional connection. Maybe there is. I mean, for some people, sex is just sex, you know? It's a way to get your rocks off, you're done, and you go on about your day. So I don't know.
Yes and no. I think there's always still an underlined connection if you have sex with somebody.
Maybe for you.
No, I mean, even if you don't really know it on a plane, like a level plane, there's always somewhere underneath that, you know, you had to.
With a robot?
No, not with a robot.
No, you're like, hey, fucking RDD2.
I don't know about the robot thing. I mean, it'd be something we'd have to test.
I'm not testing shit.
Well, see, I bet the listeners want to know if you're going to test it, because then they want to know the results.
No, it's not going to happen. So anyways, well, this podcast has run way off its course and way, 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 way too long. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hope this message finds you well. We'll talk to you soon. Hey guys, thanks again for tuning in to the AJ Nashville podcast. Let me take a second to thank our sponsors, the people that make it possible for me to be in your ears on a week-to-week basis. Thanks again for tuning in. House on the Rock Home Inspection with Dave Ganatra. You can feel free to reach his team at 615-717-7900. Let me tell you, when it comes to protecting your greatest asset that you ever purchased, Dave's got you covered. Builders fear this man. Feel free to reach out to his team. Once again, 615-717-7900.